creation. And this is what psychedelics reinforces, I think, very strongly. It's in the psychedelic dimension that you finally can key into the voice of the organism and say, hey, what's happening? And then it explains to you that things are not as you took them to be at all, and that there is, in fact, layer and layer and layer upon an interlocking meaning, and that there's very little else other than that, that the imagination is the true ground of being, and that there is a dimension parallel to time, outside of time, as much as you want it, to the degree that you can condition yourself from the mystery-bound cognitive systems that have carried you to that point. This is why it's always been said of psychedelics that they were sociological catalysts. Yes, but it's a... up to receive the message. We have a different way of doing it, which is that power elites and political control pass down state-approved philosophies, which are then applied and described quite the state as shame, the state as mediator of God's holy will, rather than a personal Protestant approach, if you will, a personal relationship to the and the flying saucer, what it represents basically is an instance of crisis between the individual and the overmind, where the overmind breaks through the oppressive screen thrown around it and comes to meet the individual. And it is, you know, like an interview with an angel or a demon. It's very, very laden with heavy psychological resonance for the person experiencing it. It is a numinous experience. It is
every moment of recognizing the creation and falling into that category of taking from the overmind, where you get a sense of information which becomes your creative
form. Yes, well, our theory of time basically mapped the idea that novelty was what you call this standing wave of eternity, and that it seeps into time at a variable rate, which can actually be mathematically described using the I Ching and other techniques. It's that sort of thing. Yes, it's as though, you know, where the flying saucers come from is eternity. They don't come from the stars unless space and eternity encompasses the idea of being able to move instantly to and from the stars. But the flying saucers come from a dimension. You could almost say they come from beyond death. They come from a dimension somehow totally different from our own, but tied up with the with human psychology and human psyche in a way that is puzzling and alarming and reassuring. And shaman, it's very hard. This is a question to what degree non-participants in 20th century civilization perceive this, meaning people who take mushrooms but have nothing to do with 20th century society, whether they accept that always, since Paleolithic time, this super futuristic dimension has been present, so that in any century, people who have had this commerce with the end of time, with the far future, with the place where, as James Joyce said, man becomes dirigible.